The picture Eric's army buddies painted wasn't a pretty one. He was more than just a loose cannon. He was a sadist. And according to one former commander, he might have been a war criminal as well. Detective Marks was now certain that Major Eric Timmons was the man responsible for the mangled corpses found in Burke Lake.
As they arrested the man they say is responsible for murdering four random innocent people.
Pete was pretty sure they were finished. With the marble backsplashes installed and the wiring finally under control, all that was left was to pop the champagne and wait for a buyer. But Kelly had other ideas. And when Pete saw her burst through the door with arms full of wallpaper samples,
Hi.
He knew it would be a while before he was doing any celebrating. Here we see the banks of the Tongo River, which presented such a daunting challenge to the herd during the rainy season. Now, as the waters calmed with the onset of spring, Samba and her calves slowly leaned forward to quench a thirst that had been building all winter. The unit had taken 18 RPG rounds and volley after volley of rifle fire in the 3 hours since the siege began.
Well, our estimate was there was going to be armed resistance.
Unable to call in air support because of the intelligence value of the targets inside the main house, they had to figure out a strategy to take what was once one of Saddam Hussein's favorite palaces.
This was once the grand hallway of Saddam Hussein's palace.
On any other Sunday night, the boys probably wouldn't have had a problem. But Sheriff Grady and the missus, they were at it again. And the sheriff decided to camp out under the Brighton overpass looking for speeders.
I'm not their favorite person when I'm out here.
Unfortunately for Timmy and Steve, they were clocked doing 75 and a 55 and quickly found themselves pulled over.
The reason I stopped, you're going a little fast.
They had picked the wrong night to smoke a whole bag of weed. And an even worse one to have Sheriff Grady's daughters in the back of their Mustang.